In the previous chapter, in Perek Mem, in chapter 40, the Alter Rebbe explains how all the virtue of Kavana, which is love and fear of God, is only as an auxiliary to the mitzvah itself, like wings are auxiliary to the bird itself. And that's why love and fear are called wings, that allow the mitzvah, which allow the mitzvah to rise to its appropriate world. However, a bird without wings is a living creature and a kosher creature, kosher animal, whereas wings without a bird is simply feathers, is nothing. In the same way, the mitzvah is the divine object, and it is the mitzvah that produces the divine unions and the yichudim and so on. The kavana enables the mitzvah to rise to where the person can feel or see the godliness of the mitzvah. But the mitzvah stands independent and exists independent of the kavana, and that's why kavana without a mitzvah is nothing, whereas a mitzvah without kavana is a mitzvah, only it's lacking the illumination. Having established this rather revolutionary idea that it is the physical act of the mitzvah that is the true divine object, and the love and fear, the great ecstasy and so on that a person feels, these are all auxiliary, secondary. Now the Alter Rebbe goes on to say, we will also understand how fear is actually greater than love, and for the same reason. Just as the mitzvah is divine, whereas the kavana is auxiliary, because the mitzvah is God's will, and the kavana, the love and the fear, is the experience of the person. This is the person's love, the person's fear. The mitzvah is God's mitzvah, so obviously the mitzvah is infinitely higher than the kavana, as God is higher than his creation. In the same way, we can now understand how love is more an experience of the individual, of the person, whereas fear is more of a response to God, of God, than the love is. Chapter 41, for the 10th of Nisan. However, we must remember constantly, always, the beginning of all divine service and the core and the root of it. The who, and that is, although we learned earlier that fear of God is what motivates the avoidance of sin, and love of God is what motivates the doing of mitzvahs, afal pikein leidai leidir ha'ava levado levasei teif. It is not enough to arouse the love for God and do positive mitzvahs with the love alone. You need to have fear even with the positive mitzvah. Olepoches, at the very least, tzorech le'eira tchila ha'yira ha'tivis ha'mesuteres belev kol Yisro. Even if the person can't arouse a fear of God resulting from his knowledge and understanding of God's greatness, he should at the very least arouse the latent, inborn fear that exists in the heart of every Jew. And that fear is shalei limrei b'melech malchi amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu kenal. To hesitate and to refuse to rebel against the King of Kings. Shetehei b'hizgalus libei, that this fear should reveal itself in his heart, a meichei al koponim, or at least in his mind. Although it's inborn in the heart of every Jew, and every Jew has this love and carries it with him at all, this fear, and carries it with him at all times, but it needs to be revealed, aroused, either in the heart or at least in the mind. Which means to contemplate at least in his mind. Although he doesn't feel it in his heart, but in his mind he focuses on it. Asher he malchus kol elomim elyonim v'tachtonim, and he contemplates the fact that God's kingdom is the kingdom of all the worlds, the highest and the lowest. V'ihu mimali kol almin, and he fills all the worlds, save if kol almin, and he surrounds and transcends all the worlds. V'kameshekosuv haleas hashamayim v'esa'oretz ani mole, as it says, the heavens and the earth I fill, God says. Heaven and earth equally, and that's the transcendent, umeniach elyeinu v'tachtonim, and yet he puts aside the higher worlds and the lower worlds, umiyachid malchusei al amei Yisrael b'chlal, and he identifies himself, his kingdom, with his people, with Jews in general, Jews as a people, the all of Bifrat, and on this individual Jew in particular, Kichayev Adam Leima Bishvili Nivra Olam, because a person is obligated to say, the world was created for me. For my sake, the world was created. In other words, that God creates the world for the sake of Yiddishkeit, for the sake of Torah and Mitzvahs. And that is fulfilled even in one Jew doing a mitzvah. So that even an individual should say that the world was created for me. If there was only one Jew, the world would be created for one Jew. Hu gam hu mekabel olav malchusei. So God singles out the Jew of all the worlds, the highest and the lowest. He doesn't identify himself with any of those worlds. He identifies himself as the God of Israel. Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. And the Jew responds also in the same way that he accepts the kingdom, God's kingdom, upon himself, li yes melech olav, that God should be his king, ula of de velasis etzei nebuchol min eved as eved, and he will serve him and do his will, do God's will, in all manners of service like a servant. So in reaction to God singling him out and identifying himself with him, God identifies himself with an individual Jew, this motivates the Jew to respond and accept upon himself all forms of service to serve God in every way possible. Hayem Yom for the 10th day of Nisan, the Rebbe writes that b'dvar ha'ta'amua, b'inyan taras ha'mashpocha b'meishavei, concerning the campaign to get people to observe the mitzvah of taras ha'mashpocha in his community, yizbeinin bozeh, he should consider the following. Ilu yitzir, asher Hashem, ino liyodei lahatzil meishav Yehudim mekilyan rachmona litzlan. If God would give him the opportunity to save a congregation, a community of Jews, from annihilation, God forbid, he would certainly sacrifice his life for this. And not only would he do this begrudgingly, he would praise and thank God al geigul hachesed for the great kindness lizachese b'schus godul kazeh, in that God gave him such a great merit that through him an entire community should be saved. Kain v'yesem ikain. Similarly, and even more so, hita'amulazu applies to this campaign of Taras HaMishpacha. Shehi hatzolas nefashes mamash, because it is literally the saving of souls.